Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, you are welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you. We bless you. We magnify your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for the miracle of sleeping and waking up. We thank you, Lord, for your light that shines upon us, your countenance that is upon us. We thank you, Lord, for answers to our prayers, for not turning your back to our prayers. Father, we are grateful. We bless and we magnify your holy name. Thank you for all the past brokers. Thank you for all manners of testimonies that we have heard as a result of this broadcast. Unto you be all glory, unto you be all honor, unto you be all adoration. We bless you, Lord. And Father, we commit this day's broadcast into your hands. I pray, Lord, that indeed, Lord, you will breathe upon it, that indeed it will bring forth healing, salvation of souls, deliverance, and draw us closer to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Once again, you're welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And today, we're going to be talking about preparation comes before success. Preparation comes before success. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 25, and I'm reading from verse 1 to 13. So the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamp and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. You will not be classified amongst the foolish ones in the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 3 says, for when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him. Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourself. And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterwards, the other virgin came also, saying, Lord, open to us. But he answered, truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither day nor the hour. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a passage of the Bible that many of us as Christians are very, very much familiar with. And there are certain key things I want us to learn from this passage that we've just read. We must know that we realize that our God is not a partial God. As we can see from the passage that we read, all the 10 virgins, all of them, they had a flask of oil. They all had a flask of oil. What they do with the flask is what distinguished them from others. God is not partial. Every one of us, there is one talent or the other that God has given us. Every one of us had a rod that we are carrying about. But it now depends on whether we are able to use it appropriately or not. And that depends on how prepared we are. The book of Romans, Romans chapter 2, verse 11 says, for God shows no partiality. This God I'm talking about, he shows no partiality. There are different levels of blessings that God has given to every one of us. I pray that indeed you will identify yours in the mighty name of Jesus. It may appear God is partial to you, but what you are going through right now may be as a result of your choices. Many of us have made wrong choices. The virgins, those who are classified as foolish, they made a choice. And it's their choices that determine whether they are wise or they are foolish. Another thing that we can learn from this passage is that a person that does not prepare for the future, no matter how innocent he may be, is bound to reap the fruit of unpreparedness. All the ladies are referred to as virgins. They are all virgins. But the fact of the case is that some prepared, some did not prepare. You see, if you are not prepared, then you are bound to be classified as a fool. I pray that you will not be classified as such, that the grace for you to do what you ought to do, the grace to take the right decision, the Lord will release upon you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that wants us to know is that everyone has one form of weakness or the other, and we all also have one form of strength or the other. We can see from that passage that we read that all of the virgin, all of them were tired. All of them decided to doze off. Oftentimes, people always think that their own problem is the worst problem. Every one of us have a challenge. That person that you are looking at with so much envy, that you are praying that, oh, I wish I am like that person. You don't know what that person is going through. That person too has his own challenges that he's facing. So, brothers and sisters, why don't you face yours? Why don't you find a way for you to overcome your own areas of weaknesses? Everyone has strength, everyone has weakness. But what you do with them is what determines who you are. I pray that the Lord will grant you the grace to do the right thing. When you have a weakness, you do not deal with it now. That weakness is going to deal with you in the future. Because if you are not dealing with that weakness, very soon that weakness is going to be a monster. And monster, what does monster do? It wants to destroy. I pray that thing that we are covering right now, that thing that we think nobody is doing it, those things that we are doing when no one is seeing us, let us never forget that God sees everything. Nothing is hidden from him. But if you call unto him, he can grant you the grace to be able to deal with it. Say, call unto me in the time of trouble, and I will answer you. The strength that you need to overcome those temptations, the Lord will release unto you. He said, when temptation comes, the Almighty God will make a way of escape, but you need to deal with it now, or it may be too late. Also want us to know that at the time of waiting for God to answer us, we cannot afford to be idle. We have to make sure that we are doing something. If you are not doing something, then when the time comes, you will not be able to do the right thing. Brothers and sisters, the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, says, let us not go weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So brothers and sisters, while you are waiting on the Lord, do not give up. While you are waiting for him to do something spectacular, begin to do something spectacular too in his vineyard. What is it that you are doing in the vineyard of God? You want God to do something spectacular for you, and yet you are not ready to do anything spectacular for this God. Brothers and sisters, if you want something extraordinary from God, then also begin to do something extraordinary for him. As you do it, the Almighty God will move on your behalf. He will move on your behalf. He will remove every obstacle that is standing in your way. But many of us are just bench warmers. We don't do anything in the vineyard of God. Even for us to pray for another person, we can't. You may be praying, but maybe you are just praying for yourself, your members of your family. You need to go beyond that. You need to go beyond that. You need to be concerned about the things of the kingdom. You need to begin to stand in the gap. You need to go out and tell people about the goodness of God. And as you are doing so, you find out that those things you are asking him for, suddenly you just find out that the Lord is answering you. So brothers and sisters, while you are waiting for the manifestation of his promise concerning your life, begin to do something for the Lord too. And God will help you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I also want us to know that you do not expect the world to bail you out for failing to plan. The foolish virgins, they went to meet the other ones and say, give us oil. They say, no, we can't give you oil. Go and buy. If you do not do those things that you need to do for yourself, if you do not make the right choices, there are consequences of everything that we do. God forgives, but that does not mean there may not be consequences. So the consequences of our choices, at times we have to bear it. The consequences of the choices of the foolish virgins, they had to bear it, and as a result of that, they were locked out. You will not be locked out in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Finally, I want us to know that the greatest preparation we can have is to be prepared for the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. How prepared are you? Because all we determine our success is whether we are prepared, whether we are able to make heaven, because that is our destination. But for you to be able to make heaven, you need to be prepared. Our Lord Jesus Christ, speaking in the book of Luke, Luke chapter 12, reading from verse 39, he said, but know this, that if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. And in verse 40, he said, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Jesus is coming at an hour we do not expect. So, brothers and sisters, how prepared are you? Are you prepared if Jesus comes now? Are you prepared? Do not delay. Do not say, okay, I will start serving God more truthfully from next week or when I get to the age of 40 or 50, 60, 70. No, you do not know what is going to happen the next moment. Brothers and sisters, we cannot afford to delay. We have to be prepared for the second coming of our Lord Jesus. That is what determines if you are successful. What are the choices you are making now? Are you making the right choice like the wise virgin, or you are making the wrong choices like the foolish virgin? The right choice you can make now, most especially if you do not have a relationship with this God I'm talking about, is for you to accept Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. And when you accept him, then you can be classified amongst the wise. Your name will be written in the book of life. If your names are not in the book of life, there is nothing you can do. Tomorrow may be too late. You cannot repent after you are dead. You have to repent now. Brothers and sisters, I'm giving you this wonderful opportunity. It's not one that you can delay. It's not one you can procrastinate on. You have to take that decision right now. So as you are hearing me, I want you to say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. It's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. Pray, Lord, that you have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. For everyone who have listened to me today, I pray, Lord, that none of you will miss heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will never incur the wrath of God. The grace to please him at all times, the Lord will release unto you. You will never make wrong choices, choices that will make you to be derailed. You will never make it in your life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, The Almighty God will guide you. He will direct you. He will keep you in the name of Jesus. He will put laughter in your mouth this season in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.